Hello, my name is Sasha Goldstein and I work for Cello Group. This screencast is a part of a series of Windows 7 how-to videos in which you'll learn how to use the new Windows 7 features from native C++ and managed C# code. In this video, we'll focus on Windows 7 taskbar overlay icons and progress bars. These two features are part of a new launch surface paradigm enabled by the Windows 7 taskbar. Other features that we'll cover in subsequent videos include jump lists for quick access to common documents and tasks, thumbnail toolbars for remotely controlling an application's window without switching, thumbnail clipping and preview customization, and tab thumbnails for MDI and TDI applications. Prior to Windows 7, it was common for applications to expose their status information using a notification icon placed in the system notification area, which we also call the system tray. It's still possible to do that in Windows 7. You can still create a notification icon, but it's not the recommended way of doing things anymore. Status information can be exposed using taskbar overlay icons and progress bars, which are the two features we'll talk about in this screencast. And these features allow us to build an icon or a progress bar which will appear in the application's taskbar button and will not require the user to look at the system notification area. And by the way, you should remember that in Windows 7, users can customize the notification area so that your application's icon and notification messages are not even ever shown. So you'd rather use overlay icons and progress bars. So, a taskbar overlay icon is a small 16 by 16 pixels icon that appears in the bottom right corner of the application's taskbar button. Because of its size, you can't convey too much significant information in an overlay icon, but you can convey a status indicator. For example, Windows Live Messengers does exactly this. It shows you your online availability status in an overlay icon. Another example is Office Outlook 2010, which shows you an envelope notification icon when you have new email, or a warning icon when there is a connectivity problem to your Exchange server. Your application can display an overlay icon by following a series of simple steps. First of all, you have to wait for the special taskbar button created window message in your window procedure. There is no preset constant with the value of this message, so you will have to call the register window message API to get the window message number. When you get the message, you can co-create the iTaskbar list 4 or iTaskbar list 3 COM interface. This interface is actually the gateway to multiple taskbar features, including overlay icons and progress bars. And that pointer you can hold on to and use it later in your application. Finally, when you have this pointer, you can call the setOverlayIcon method on the iTaskbar list interface to set the actual overlay icon. The result will be similar to what you see in this screenshots depicting the Windows Live Messenger and Outlook overlay icons. In the case of Windows Live Messenger, it is a notification that shows me my online availability, and in the case of Outlook, it shows me that I have new email. But before we see the actual code that makes this possible, let's talk about the taskbar progress bars, which have a very similar API. Taskbar progress bars is another way to expose status information from your application, specifically information about the progress of some operation. The idea is that the taskbar button of an application can display a progress bar which moves across the button, and that enables the user to see the progress of an operation without switching to the application's window, and that saves time. There are multiple states the taskbar progress bar can have, including the standard green progress bar, which you also see here in the screenshot, a red progress bar, which indicates an error, a yellow progress bar, which indicates that the operation was paused, and even an indeterminate state, in which the taskbar button flashes in green, but it doesn't convey any quantifiable status information. For example, the troubleshooters in Windows 7 usually use this form of taskbar progress, because a troubleshooter doesn't really have any numeric progress information to report. These states mirror the progress state of file operations in Windows Explorer. If you copy files around, there is a green progress bar. If there was an error, there is a red progress bar, and so on. And in fact, if you use the same standard interfaces for performing file operations, you get the taskbar progress button functionality for free. That is, if you use the iofile operation interface, which is introduced in Windows Vista, you get the progress dialog and the taskbar progress bar for free. Even if your application doesn't know anything about the new Windows 7 APIs, even if it was compiled on Windows Vista, and even if it's a console application. To set the taskbar progress state and value, you use the same iTaskbarList4 or iTaskbarList3 interface that I've already mentioned. As earlier, you wait for the taskbar button created message, you co-create this interface, and you hold on to the pointer that you got. Later on, you can use this interface to call the setProgressValue and setProgressState methods to set the progress value and the progress state that are shown in the taskbar button. SetProgressValue also lets you set a maximum value, so you don't have to use 100% as the maximum. The result will be similar to the screenshot you see on the slide, which is what Internet Explorer 8 displays when downloading a file from the internet. So it's time to take a look at the code behind these features. For that purpose, I've written a simple Win32 application that doesn't use any sophisticated UI framework like MFC or something like that, and it shows you only the bare minimum required to work with overlay icons and taskbar progress bars. So let's take a look at the code. First of all, this is what the application's dialog will look like. This is the resource editor. The dialog has a combo box in which you can choose the overlay icon to display on the taskbar button. It has a combo box when you can choose the taskbar progress state. And finally, it also has a slider which you can use to set the actual progress value that will be displayed on the taskbar button. Now let's take a look at the C++ file behind. First of all, the main function, all it does is use the dialog box Win32 API to create and launch the dialog. So the interesting part will be the main dialog proc function, which is the dialog procedure. And what this function does is essentially handle several window messages required for the dialog to work properly. First of all, it handles the taskbar button created message. It's not part of the switch statement that you can see here below, because its value is not actually known at compile time. We have to use the register window message API to actually get the value of this message, and we'll see in a moment how this can be done. Anyway, if we get this special message, what we have to do is co-create instance, call co-create instance, because we can start working with the taskbar APIs, and to work with them, first of all, we need the iTaskbarList interface. So what we have here is co-create instance for the class ID taskbarList, and we store the result in a global variable called g_taskbar. And finally, we should also call the hrinit method after we retrieve the taskbarList pointer. Now let's take a look at the rest of the messages, which are somewhat more interesting. In response to the WM init dialog message, we just call the init dialog function. So let's take a look what it does. The init dialog function, first of all, calls register window message and passes to it the taskbar button created string to get the number, the actual number of the taskbar button created message. And that we store in another global variable of type uint, which can store the message number. Next, we just add some values to the progress state combo box using combo box add string, and then we add some values to the combo box using combo box add string, and finally, we also configure the slider control or trackbar control, as it's called in Win32. And we specify its range from 0 to 100 and the frequency of the little graphical ticks to be every 10 values. So let's go back to the window procedure. We've seen WM init dialog. Now let's take a look at WM close. So if we get WM close, all we have to do is just to call end dialog and we're done. Now let's take a look at WM command. Here, we have to handle selection changes from the two combo boxes and act accordingly. So, if the selection changed in the icons combo box, we get the currently selected item text, we store it in a variable called buffer, and then we use the setOverlayIcon method. The first parameter to this method, which belongs to the iTaskBarList interface, is the handle to the application's window. The second parameter is just the icon that we want to set, and we have a helper method called getIcon, which will retrieve the icon for us based on the selection in the combo box. And finally, the third parameter is an accessible description, which a user doesn't normally see on the screen, and there we just pass the buffer, which is what we got from the combo box. It's just the text. And so the setOverlayIcon method will set the actual overlay icon. Now, if we got a change, a selection change in the progress state combo box, then life is even easier. All we have to do is call the setProgressState method of the iTaskRealist interface. And what we do here is again pass the application window handle as well as a value for the state. It's an enum, but we have a statically allocated array which we can dereference using the currently selected index from the combo box, as you can see here, and use that as the actual value. Now you should see here that both in setProgressState and setOverlayIcon, we pass the window handle as the first parameter. The reason for doing that is because it's possible for one single application to have multiple taskbar buttons, and we must have a way to tell which taskbar button belongs to which window, and this way we can set the progress information for a specific taskbar button and not for all the taskbar buttons that belong to an application. So the final piece of the puzzle here is when we get the WM notify message, which tells us that the slider value has changed. So if it changed, all we have to do is use the setProgressValue method, again of the iTaskRealist interface, and what we do is set the new value to the value obtained from the slider itself. So the first parameter is again the window handle. The second parameter is what we get by sending the TBM getPosition message to the slider. That's the slider current value. And the third parameter is just the maximum value. And again, we use 100 as the maximum value here, but we could have just as well obtained it from any other location dynamically. So that's all there is to it. And we can take a look at the application in action. So I compile and run it, and here what it looks like. So first of all, let's see that the overlay icon functionality is working. So I select info, and as you can see, the taskbar button actually has a small overlay icon with information shown in the lower right corner. And now if I select wording, there's another icon. And if I select none, the icon completely disappears. And the reason for that is that the underlying code passes null as the icon handle when I select none in the combo box. Now let's see if the progress bar actually works. So first, let's set the state to normal. As you can see, nothing happens because the value is zero. But now let's move the slider a little bit, and you can see the progress information reflected in the taskbar button. Let's move the progress all the way to the end, and you can see that most of the button now has a green distinctive background. And if I change the progress state to error, then you can see that the background changes to red, indicating a problem with the current operation. And finally, if I change it to none, then again the taskbar progress information disappears. So, we've seen how easy it is to work with the taskbar interfaces in native code to manipulate taskbar overlay icons and taskbar progress bars. All you need to do is get your hands on an instance of iTaskRealist 4 and start calling the appropriate methods. For more information about the Windows 7 taskbar, other than the series of screencasts that we are starting with this one, take a look at the Windows 7 tag on Channel 9, at the Windows 7 blog for developers, at the training materials available regarding the taskbar on Channel 9, and at the Windows 7 training kit that has some hands-on labs in native and managed code that show you how to use the Windows 7 taskbar. For a high-level design and engineering overview, for example why the taskbar was designed the way it was, take a look at the Engineering Windows 7 blog, the E7 blog. For API details in any of these videos, consult the NSDN documentation in the SDK. And of course, the sample code for each of these videos is also available together with the screencast. So thank you for joining me today, and good luck writing your next Windows 7 application.